scriptures to read. Here, Lord, we ask you to go greatly before us as we stand to do your will, Lord. Amen. With the angels of the Lord being camped all about us, glory to God. Amen. Everybody there, 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I would hear from heaven and I would forgive their sin and I would heal their land. And I want to ask you to turn also to 1 Timothy First Timothy 2:8. Amen. Amen. 2 Timothy 2:8. Amen. You have that? You said, okay, you have it. I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands and without wrath and doubting. I'll read that again. I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. And I'm going to ask you to turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 17. 'Pray without ceasing.' And our last scripture is found in Luke chapter 18:1. When you have that, would you say amen? And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. We want to talk about today, if my people would pray.
Amen.
If my people would pray. Amen. And he wouldn't put that if there if people were praying the way they need to be praying. There's people all over the world. God wouldn't put that in there if people were praying like they need to pray. Amen. And if I have a subtopic today, I would say it's praying time. Amen. It's been praying time, but it's praying time even the more now. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we thank the Lord. He said, if my people who are called by my name, amen. God said, if you're called by my name, amen, shall humble yourself and pray, amen, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, that I would hear from heaven, I would forgive their sin, and I would heal their land. Amen. And it said, now I'm going to read verse 15. It said, now my eyes shall be open and my ears attended to the prayer that is made in this place. Amen. Amen. The Lord is requiring us and continue to tell us to pray. As those other scriptures we read were just exhorting us to pray also. This is praying time. Amen. If the Bible said men ought to always to pray and not to faint. Amen. God tell us to pray that we don't fall in no type of temptation, but we be delivered, amen, from evil, amen. Prayer is not just getting a list of and asking God for this and asking God for that. People think that's what prayer is, but that's not really just prayer. That's petition. Prayer is talking to God, communicating with God, having fellowship with God, worshiping God. And you're going before God in worship and saying, Lord, I just thank you. I'm not here just to ask you for things. I just thank you, Lord, just for what you've already done. I just worship you. Lord, you're so great and you're greatly to be praised. Amen. That's worshiping God. Amen. Communication. You cannot pray unless you communicate. Talk to God. You have to open your mouth and you have to talk to God.
Amen.
That is communication. Amen. And then you worshiping God. You're talking to God. You're communicating with God. You're worshiping God. And you're saying, and you're letting your petitions be known unto God. Those are the first things we need to do when we come in prayer. We need to, we need to worship in God. Most times we don't come to the Lord in prayer like that. We come to God out of desperate need. The majority of time, people don't pray unless they feel like something is going on. They need to pray. That's not relationship with God. We're supposed to be in relationship. He said, if my people who are called by my name, if you are born again, you're born blood washed, you've been born again of the water and the spirit, and you have a spirit on the inside of you, you're supposed to be connected with him anyway. So you're supposed to, amen, live in that place of communication with him. Means the prayer needs to be talked to God, to talk to God, to communicate with God, and to worship God. And then after you do all that, then you make your petition known unto God. Amen. That means you make known your request unto God. Amen. Things that you can't not do and you don't have the power to do them. You don't see how it's going to get done. You ask the Lord to, amen, to ask to help you. He said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. You pray for whatever that you need. You feel like you have need of, to pray to God. Amen. And then also you don't just leave it there. You pray for, amen, your surroundings. You pray for those that are in authority. You pray for your country. You pray for your nation. You pray for your neighbors. You pray for everybody more than yourself. Amen. Can I get an amen? Amen. The Bible said, man, always to pray and not faint. Now, when you really turn that around, men ought to always to pray. Not just speaking about a man. There's no female or male in God. They're all the one before God. God is saying we ought to always to pray. He didn't say sometimes to pray. He said always to pray. And he said men ought to always to pray and not faint. Now, if you pray, most likely, like you, and people say, well, I pray, but I'm still feeling bad. Did you pray through? Did you get that assurance when you prayed, when you left out of prayer, that everything was going to be all right? When you get a breakthrough, you do not go away from prayer the same way you came in prayer. There is a change. Your situation may actually look the same, but something on the inside of you has changed. Amen. Amen. But you don't view it the way you've been viewing it. Amen. So if you don't view it the way you've been viewing, you're not going to faint. To faint means I get weak. I about throw my hands up because people throw their hands up and get weak because they can't see, amen, what the next thing is, what tomorrow's going to hold. They faint. They faint. They be filled with anxiety and worry, and they just become faint, swoon, become weak. That's not the will of God for us to be like that. He said, pray that you don't faint. He wouldn't tell you to pray if he know you're going to faint at the same time. You're going to do one, pray, and get a breakthrough in your prayers. You just get down and say a few words, but you're not really believing that God's going to take care of it for you, will still faint. You must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek. You know, I had some things going on with me probably a couple weeks. Even though it was my birthday, I had a great time. I thank the Lord for all the gifts and everything. Thank the Lord for the monetaries, the monies, and the shopping and everything I got to do. Amen. Praise God for that. But I thank God I still have some things that I had to deal with, some challenges. Amen. And you know, the Bible said, amen, he said, no man has left houses, land. You haven't left your loved one. You haven't left to walk with the Lord and everybody in your family not saving you, the only one saved. You have not walked away and you got a spouse that's not saving you. You have not left those things that you feel like you needed for the Lord for nothing. Amen. The Bible said no man has left fathers, mother, sister, brother. They have not received a hundredfold in this life and eternal life to come. But the Bible said along with the blessings, there comes persecution. See, we think everything's going to be peachy keen. We think, oh, I got my new car. I got my new house. I got my new spouse. I got this and that. But honey, you're going to have persecution along with it. Because the Bible says, the Bible tells us these things so we won't be, amen, so in shock. The Lord said, I'm going to bless you with the things you desire, but you're going to have some trouble still. Everything ain't going to be peachy keen. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. You might have health issues. You might have emotional issues. You might have, amen, you can't pay your bills issue. You might have this, that, and the other. Amen. But he said, along, amen, with these things, amen. He said, he wants you to still keep your praise. Yeah. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. He said, men ought to always to pray and not to faint. In other words, pray means, he said, my people called by my name, if they would pray and seek my face. When you say seek my face, see, this is the whole, people read that scripture and they read it straight through, but they don't break it down to understand what it's saying. God's saying, if my people, first you got to be called by my name, you got to be one of mine. You call by my name and I am you and me and I'm in you. We got that connection. It said, humble themselves. In other words, submit yourself. You have to submit yourself to God. Amen? Amen. Submit yourself means I submit my ideas. I submit the way I see it. I submit my way and I take your way, Lord. is to submit yourself. Say, humble yourself. That's what humble means, to humble themselves and pray and seek my face. God said, in other words, I want you to seek means to search for. To seek means to look for. To seek means to request and entreat and inquire of the Lord. What are you inquiring of? Who are you inquiring of? That's where you're going to get your results. So whoever you're inquiring of, you put your most time at, that's the results you're going to get. Pray and seek my face and turn from your wicked ways. God said, when you're seeking me, in other words, if you got any wicked ways, I want you to turn from them so I can reward you the way you need to be rewarded. Amen. Turn from your wicked ways. I will hear from heaven. God said, if you do these things, and then he said, turn from anything that's not like me in your life. He said, then I'm going to hear from heaven. He said, then I will hear from heaven, and I'm going to forgive shortcomings, sin, and whatever, and I will heal the land. And also in Timothy, amen, it says about, I will that all men would pray. Amen. It said, I will, therefore, that men pray everywhere. Lifting up holy hands. People don't know, why we lift our hands so much? Because you're lifting them up to the Lord. Amen. Lord said, lift up holy hands. Amen. If your hands are clean and you know your heart's right, it should be heavy. You shouldn't be hard to lift them up. Amen. When you feel condemned or convicted about something, you don't feel right standing with God, you might not want to lift them up. Amen. But God said, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. God said, lift up your holy hands without wrath, without anger, without rage, without fear, without fierce, being in the right frame of mind, being in the right spirit, lifting up your holy hands without wrath and without doubting. And it says, pray without ceasing in the book of Thessalonians. Say, pray without ceasing. That means ceasing means to stop. It means pray without stopping. Amen. If you pray without stopping, you'll be a jump start ahead on things that's to come in the future in your life. You won't be so shocked when stuff hits you. Amen. Because how many know God will give you a little idea when something ain't right, quite right? If you pray like you need to pray, you might not know what it is. Or anything, because he did something for me last week that I was supposed to get some papers back on it, some response for some things that I had sent off. I was supposed to get some, and I didn't hear nothing, but the Lord, I was getting ready, and I was getting ready to go to work, and I was, matter of fact, had a lot of other things I'm doing, but something the Lord said, you probably need to call about that. When I called about that, it was not no good news. It was something was not taken care of properly. The people didn't take care of it properly. And it kind of threw me there for a minute. I'm thinking, like, that's very important. Why, you know, what am I going to do? But I thank the Lord. The Lord began to calm me down. He said, I'd let you know before you even knew. Then later, I say the next day or so, that's when I got amen, some mail. And I already was upon the situation before then. Amen. That's because when you're praying all the time, you know, and you know, you don't have to walk around. It's not that you walk around. I'm just, Lord, I'm in this prayer. No, you got a prayer for mine. You got a prayer for mine. You stay in that place. You don't go from A to Z. You don't go from a Sunday service and no do no praying, no talking to God all during the weekend. You go and you have no communication with God. You don't go from A to Z like that. That means you still praying on your own time and your own private time. You're still getting your word on your own. You're staying in communication with God. That's called this praying without ceasing. So when something come down the road to hit you, amen, it won't be shocking, it won't throw you off, because God didn't got to give you a jump start. God let you know, I'm telling you, if you're a prayerful person and you real with God, God going to be real with you. Amen. Oh, yeah. If you sneaking, dodging, and hiding, and lying, and cheating, and being deceited, and all that, amen, God ain't going to be real with you. Amen. He can't be real with you because you ain't real. But when you're really real and when you really mean business with God, God mean business with you. Amen. He'll let you know some things before you. Let's say if you had a situation that was going on in work. Let's say if you had people, don't have to be at work. If you have people that's setting up plots and all that for you, God will let you know that before you arrive there, so he'll show you how to respond. Amen. And you ain't got to always call out people because something is going on. They don't even have to know. See, God does things in decent way. We know that God can't trust us with stuff, but we get loud mouthed. We get in a rat and a rage and everything. I know what you know. God ain't told you to say nothing. Shut up. Because if you take up the business, then you took it out of God's hand. God is just show you. Sometimes God show you stuff not for you to open your mouth about. He just show it to you. So because he make known unto his servants that he's called you friend. They say, I'm a friend of God because he called me friend. If he's a friend of you, his friend going to show you what they need to show you. A real friend ain't going to lie to you. Uh-huh. Amen. How many of you are a friend of God? Let me see your hands. Amen. Glory to God. If you guys friend, God ain't going to leave you in the dark. Amen. They get ready to cut your lights out. They get ready to fire you off your job. You don't have no idea what's going on. He going to let you know something if you're in communication with him. Now, if you're in a communication, you're going to be shocked. Amen. God let you feel something. You might not know they get ready to fire you now, but you just feel like something ain't right. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. But I tell you, when they messed up something up for me last week, they messed up a couple things for me. I tell you, God is so great. So that's why I don't have sad songs to sing. And my praise is for real. I serve a true living God. I'm not over here playing church. Amen. I'm for real about my praise because you can't do me like Jesus can do me. You can't provide for me like Jesus can. You can't take care of me like Jesus can. But I tell you, the error they made, the Lord made them get having to get it back so quick, but made my head swim. As they say, they get this stuff right so quick, they don't even move like that. They kept sending letters and still wasn't right. They sent two of them yesterday, it was right. I got in the mail. And I praise God. Amen. It was God that did that. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. Jesus. And that counts for being faithful with God. You know, I was able, since getting through this message, but I was able just to kind of, the Lord allowed me to kind of look at some things. You know, had some friends of mine. Amen. Amen. I'm not real close knitted with we twins where everywhere I go. I don't walk with people like that. But I have associates and I have friends, like everybody has friends, but I'm not, you know, buddies with folks. Amen. But I had some friends I hadn't talked to in a while and the Lord would just let me see. When you walk with God, God will walk with you. God will keep your mind. He'll keep your health. He'll keep you, amen, in a lot of areas. And yes, he will. You might have challenges. You might have things come to attack you, but God will keep you steady. Amen. And I was looking at some things and situations where some people I know, their living status and everything. And I looked at what my little income is and how God greatly provides for me. Amen. How he takes care of my health. We all have a little bit issues here and there, but I praise God. I'm not on a whole lot of medicine and stuff. Amen. I thank God, amen, for keeping my mind, keeping my health. Amen. The Lord said, above all things, I wish that you prosper, be in health, as your soul prosper. Reason people are not prospering because their soul is not prospering. When your soul, when you turn that thing around and start letting your soul prosper, then your everything else is going to fall in line. Because God's not a man that he should lie. I was listening to something that Deacon Coleman was saying, and I agree with that. Amen. The old saints used to say, take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Things, amen, can only last so long. Things are temporary. Houses are temporary. Cars are temporary. Husbands and wives, they can be temporary. They ain't supposed to be, but they can be. Amen. You'll find out that the best, amen, thing for you is Jesus. And you stay knitted with him and you can keep other things. Because the Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and I will add these other things unto you. Amen. He said it for a reason. Because if you get things before you get Jesus, amen, the things will leave. Somebody ought to give God the praise. But when you put Jesus, amen, before, he's the glue, honey, that will stick, hallelujah, your faith with him. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. And I was thanking the Lord. I said, Lord, you've been so good to me. Amen. Before the Lord put put anybody in my life. You've been so good to me. And I tell you one thing. I've been on a roll with the Lord for about 30-some years. And I'm not stupid. And I'm not foolish. Amen. Amen. Whoever God brings in my life, I tell you, I want the Lord to be the one to bring him. Amen. Because I don't have time for mess. Amen. I come a long way. Amen. And I'm on this journey. And I'm on this journey till I leave out of here. I'm fully persuaded about serving the Lord. Somebody get God to praise. If you're not fully persuaded by serving the Lord, you need to get a check in your spirit, because if you don't, the devil got something for you. Amen. He got something to throw you a flip back. Amen. He'll throw you a loop. I've been in situations before, amen. If it wasn't for the Lord, I could have lost my mind. Amen. I thank God for my mind. So I learned not to put confidence in things and people. Amen. Well, when you go through that one time, you ain't going to keep going through there unless something wrong with you. Somebody give God the praise. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God said, man ought to pray without ceasing. Pray about everything. You ain't got to go and just tell people what you're praying about. Pray about it. Pray about it. Pray about it. Amen. And God will work it out. Somebody give God the praise. And sometimes you get to praying about stuff, the devil really get acting up. Don't get discouraged because you don't know what God's doing. Amen. We pray about our children. Oh, Lord, save them. Oh, Lord, do this. Oh, Lord, did this. And look at that. In other words, then the Lord let the devil get a hold of them and shake them. The devil shake them everywhere but loose. And you be like, oh, Lord, I prayed about it. What are they going to do? Honey, God sometimes got to take folks through stuff to get, amen, them to, amen, to submit their will unto the Lord. Somebody give God the praise. Pray without ceasing. And in the book of Luke, it said, men ought to always pray and not faint. Because I tell you, if you don't pray, amen, you don't pray, you will faint. Because life is full of challenges. Life is full of stresses. Stresses ain't just started. Ain't just started in no 2018, amen, midterm voting and all this. Stress has been along all the time. The devil has been along all the time. Amen. You can be in good health one minute, next minute, amen, your health can go way down the drain. Somebody give God the praise. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, he'll keep your mind. Amen. He'll keep your heart. He'll keep your mind. Amen. Amen. Said, my people who are called by my name, if they will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, he said, then I will forgive their sin. I would forgive their sin and I would heal their land. Amen. And if there's a time that we need to pray, we really do need to pray, because there's wars that's rising up, and now someone had to be in Vietnam, somebody shooting somebody's a wars against racist wars, against all kind of family members, racist wars and wars and rumors of wars. The Bible says there will be wars and rumors of wars. You will see wars and you will hear of them. All kind of wars. Amen. Amen. The glory to God. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, you'll see all that, but the end is still not yet. Somebody say, this is the end. No, you haven't seen nothing yet, and I have not seen nothing yet. Somebody give God the praise. I said, you think it's bad for you now? You think you're going through something bad? You haven't seen nothing yet. Like the Bible said, if you can't run with the footmen, you won't be able to contend with the horses. If you don't know how to get a hold of God right now, honey, when this stuff starts speeding up, you ain't going to know how to get a hold of him then. If any time it's time to seek the Lord, it's time to seek him right now. The Bible says, seek the Lord right he may be found. Amen. Some stuff going to start hitting this place. So many. It's already hit. That, you know, you ever, when you watch the news, what they're talking about. But while you watch the news right there, this all down in there, all stuff going across the bottom of the screen, headlines that you can't almost watch it looking at that. They got stuff they didn't even put out yet to tell people, because they feel like the whole nation would go panic. They would panic if they really knew what was really happening. Amen. We panic and we really realize, amen, that our job, we don't know how secure. We put a lot of confidence in our job. You don't know how secure your job is. Right. You don't know how secure your health care is. None of that. But what, you know, when one thing about when you get God in your life, I don't care if the devil shake the foundation of your soul, amen, God will still hold you steady, that you will not go underneath the current. But when you don't have God in your life, amen, you will lose your mind. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. I said, you will lose your mind.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I've been in a situation where God held me steady. Amen. He had even back while in my life, I've been through some situations. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, I would have had a nervous breakdown. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. God is real. And I found out, see, sometimes the stuff you go through, amen, you like, I don't know why I went through that. But I tell you, if you survived that, God brought you through that for a reason where you can help somebody else. And you will have more confidence and faith in God that nothing will be impossible unto you. Somebody ought to give God the praise. Jesus. You know, when I was looking at my situation last week, I got a little unsettled there for a minute. But I just said, I said, I have to preach to myself. I said, I preach to people all the time. I got to take that same word and encourage me. I said, Lord, I just need peace right now. You ain't got to pray a long, long prayer. I said, Lord, I need peace. Because a lot of times when you're full of anxiety, you're praying all kind of ways, you don't know what to say in no way. I said, Lord, I just need peace. I said, I'm going to sit about this situation. The lady told me, she said, it would be better for you to come and go to one of the local offices and get this taken care of. You know, I said, yes, I will. Amen. And I went on and I said, Lord, just give me peace. I said, just give me clarity of mind, what they're saying, so I can understand what they're saying. Don't let me get in no bad spirit, because sometimes when you got situation, people talking to you crazy, you don't know what they're talking about, you might get in the wrong spirit. Got to pray about all that. Amen. I'm driving down the street, going to the place. Amen. I was thanking the Lord all the time. God, and the Lord just kept reminding me. He said, remember, you know, God speaks in a little small, still voice. God just kept remembering, say, you know, you wouldn't have knew about this if I didn't tell you. And that all that was calming me down. Amen. So everything that looks like bad is happening to you, that don't mean that it's bad. It may be a reason. God is letting you know. Amen. Amen. But he's got better. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. Thank you, Jesus. And when I was on my way to where I was going, that street was so congested. They were doing all kind of construction stuff. I hadn't been on that street in a long time. I didn't know it was that congested. They had done so much work, and the people just driving and carrying on. I'm trying to be careful as I can. It's like it was raining all that day. And I haven't looked in the back of my through my rearview mirror. Then this man that was behind me. It was a man behind him, bam, just ran into his car. I looked right at it, and I was gone. Amen. I said, praise God. I said, Lord, help them, because that was a hard hit. I could see where. You can see the dent. I said, Lord, thank you for you being kept about me. The devil's out. We take it for granted. Just like Dick and Coleman said about thanking God for, we take stuff for granted. Going back over the dangerous highways and byway. And then especially if you got to travel far distance, you don't take none of that for likely. I tell you what it is, God will give you a wake-up call if you can't feel it. Amen. If you ain't got no feelings to know what's going on, he will give you a wake-up call. And I'd rather feel it for him to give me a wake-up call. God got something to get your attention. Amen. He'll give you a wake-up call. Amen. And sometimes the wake-up call is not always good. Amen. But it would help you to know, amen, the goodness of God. It would teach you, amen. Somebody give God the praise. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pray without ceasing. Amen. Men ought to always to pray. Lifting up your hands everywhere. Lifting up hands without wrathing down. And I was thinking about, even I'm not getting into, don't want to get into no politics stuff, but I have, amen, been aware of, I don't know, sometimes we can get so, and sometimes it's not good, of course, to watch that all the time, because they just, this arguing back and forth, doing this stupid stuff. But this is good to know so much so you can pray about it. You better pray for them than an authority over you. Amen. They try to take everything away from you. Amen. You have to pray. But the Lord don't want us to be fearful and afraid, but he want us to pray. Amen. Amen. It's like you don't never know where you at the wrong time. The time we living in, people you don't know. Amen. People get they getting so upset. Amen. They doing things to people, all kind of stuff. But I say I would fear no evil, cause God is with me. Amen. I was getting out of my truck to get some gas the other day. Amen. This man was behind me, and I don't want to just call the name out. And he had all this stuff he's trying to sell for demonstrating for those in leadership. Y'all can read in between lines. And he was just, you know, when you already know who they rooting for and stuff, sometimes they got a spirit on them. The devil's like, well, you know, you be careful, because he's standing back. I thought myself, I didn't want to look at him. I just look enough to make sure I went back into them. but I'm trying to get my gas and stuff. I say we have to fear no evil. Sometimes you got to ignore what the devil's doing. The devil acts up. And the devil used people to act up. Act ugly. You got to just act like if you read the Bible, if you resist the devil will flee. And you draw not God. But sometimes the devil throw rocks and he does different things to have us in the uproar. Boom, boom, boom. Look over here. Boom, hit you again. You got to like ignore it. After a while, that's going to stop. Amen? Because you got to tell the Lord, Lord, you got this. I don't have it. And when you say, Lord, you take this, you got to make sure you keep your hands off of it. Keep your mouth off of it. Keep everything off of it. Because I realize in this hour, if God don't do it, it's not going to get done. And it don't sense you sitting up and worrying every night. It don't sense me worrying every night. Worry about your problem. I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, you know, I don't know if it comes along with getting a little bit older, but some young people do it too. But you have a tendency to worry about stuff a little bit more if you don't watch it, even as you get a little older. There's a tendency to do that. But you got to tell yourself, I need you to take this off me. I don't want to worry about this. Especially, I don't want to worry about somebody else's trouble. I don't even want to worry about my own, so I don't want to worry about nobody else's trouble. Amen? If I can't pray to help, amen, I don't need to worry. Amen? If God said we pray, he wants to pray without ceasing, communicate with God. That's what you're doing when you're praying. You're communicating with God. You're worshiping God. And I think we do need to do more worshiping with the Lord than we do asking. Yeah. We need to thank God for the things he has already done. We need to thank him for having getting up in the morning, seeing another day. Getting up in the morning, baby, put your foot down on the side of the bed to get ready to walk, to go and wash yourself up, to clean yourself up, to feed yourself. Amen. That's to have a right man to think that nobody has to take care of you because you can't think for yourself. Amen. It's a blessing. Amen. All of that. Amen. Amen. And talking to God and saying, Lord, I thank you and worshiping God and staying close to God and you know, trusting him. Amen. With your life. How many know you got to trust God with your life?
Amen.
You got to trust him with your life. Amen. 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 And praying for our nation. We need to pray. We're so caught up. Some people say, I got so many problems. I can't think about the nation right now. But you think about it when they slap something on you.
Amen.
You better pray. You better pray. Amen. When they slap something on you, turn on TV and say, oh, Lord, the Antichrist right here. Oh, we got to do what he say do now. Because the Antichrist is coming. He's already in the world. It does not have not been manifest who it is. It's a person. Oh, yeah. I remember my father them told me, when I was little, he's talks to us about that. And my father's good, they hadn't been gone for years. But we're in the time, we are in the end time now that the Antichrist will be revealed. And I'm not going to sit there saying, it's this person, that person. God ain't told me to say that. He ain't told me it's not for me to do. But I know that the Bible says the spirit of Antichrist is here already. Anti means against God. Anything that's against God is anti-Christ. If you're against God, you're against God's word, you're against his structure, you're against God. I don't care if you say you're for God, but you're against God. God knows if you're against him. Amen? So that's what Antichrist means. That means anything is anti-against Christ, against God. In the spirit, the Bible said, Antichrist. You can read in the book of, I believe, one of the Johns, about the first one of the Johns. It said the spirit of Antichrist is already in the world. Amen?
Amen.
So we need to really pray. Amen. God said, if my people will humble themselves and pray. And stay, in other words, God said, if you would just take some time out, if I would just take time out, to pray on a regular, not pray and ask to him for things and stuff. Some stuff you can do yourself. You don't need God to do everything. Some things you can do yourself. You can get him comb your hair. I'm just saying little small little stuff. You can get up and go look for a job. He has God to direct your path. You can get up and go do some things. But God expects you to pray about more than that. That's what I'm saying. Pray for your loved ones. Pray for your children. Pray for yourself. Pray that you'll be able to keep walking with God.
Right.
If you can't think of nothing else to pray for, you pray that you'll be able to stay.
Right.
Amen. Pray that you don't let nothing come in your life and comes against you that you walk away from God.
Right.
Amen. Yeah, amen. That's a prayer all by itself. Somebody ought to give God the praise. I prayed that my faith fell not. The Bible said, pray that your faith fell not. And then it says, if you pray that your faith fell not, say, strengthen the brethren. You can't strengthen nobody if you faint every 5 minutes. You want to pray that your faith don't fail you. You want to pray that when things don't go right in your life, amen, that you won't quit God. Somebody give God the praise. I said, you want to pray when things do not go right in your life, that you will not quit God. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. Because if you quit God anyway, it ain't going to do you no good. Amen. The devil really going to sink your ship. Amen. Somebody ought to give God the praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. The Bible said this is the confidence that we have in him, that we ask anything according to his will. He heareth us. And if we know that he hears us, then we know we have the petition that we ask of God. Now, God didn't tell us when he was going to take care of the problem. He didn't even tell you how he was going to take care of the problem. All you need to know that God's going to take care of the problem. And you need to keep walking with God. You don't get slow when things are not going your way. You don't drag your feet. You don't say, I can't make it. You put more speed with it. I said, you step up into it, and you move on, and watch God to come and run the devil right over out of your life. Somebody give God the praise. Pray that you don't faint. It's praying time. It's not playing time. It's praying time. There's a time for this. There's a time for that. There's a time for this. And there's a time for that. But I tell you, if you take all them time to do all them other things, you don't get enough prayer and amen, them things are going to swarm you on down. I said they will swarm you on down. Amen. When you put God first, amen, God will fix it where you won't be so wide and tired. You'll be able to do the things that you want to do because you're putting God first. Amen. We need to make somebody say, well, I don't have so much time. You need a set of time. You need to set a time where, amen, you need to balance your day, your schedule out, and have a time where you and God meet every day. Amen. That's praying without sin. You need to set you a structure out. If you're a person, amen, did you know you're going to be real tired when you get in the evening, you ain't going to be able to get no prayer, and you better get yours in early in the morning. You better get up out of that bed, amen, 30 minutes early or whatever. Get your prayer in. Ain't no such thing. God is not looking for excuses. We make too many excuses. I can't go because my mama is telling me I can't go. My daddy say I can't go. God is not looking for people to give him excuses. He's looking for a nation that will pray.
Amen.
And sometimes we be upset about these people in leadership, but behind it, I can see God. God allow it to be that way, because if you see the church as a whole, and I'm not talking about the Wells Ministry, I'm talking about a lot of these cathedrals and people going to church for a fashion show. They're going for all other kind of reasons, but they're not really serving God the way they need to serve God. God will let something hit this nation where people be on their knees. You'd be surprised. It's a lot of church goers, but people don't have relationships with God. You can have and I'm not knocking, you know, big churches or anything like that. I'm not knocking none of that, because the small churches, the same way go. You can have, amen, 50 people, 60 people, 100 people, 200 people, but what good is to have that many people and amen, ain't nobody in there saved?
Right.
What is up with the ministry? If the ministry there, the ministry is not helping people to get saved. I'd rather have a handful of people and folks are saved than to have a church run over people and nobody saved. What good would it be for me up here expounding, preaching the word?
Amen.
Amen. The Bible said he didn't come to call the righteous, but come to call sinners to repentance. Amen. And you have to work with the harvest God give you. I'm learning that too. Amen. You can't be like somebody else. God didn't tell you to go be like this church or be like this church. He's saying, I've set you in place and you reach the harvest that I put under you. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. Glory to God. How many are glad to be, amen, a part of an assembly? Lift your hands to the Lord. You're glad that you're able to hear something that will help you throughout the week. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Everybody stand to your feet. We concluded. Amen. Glory to God. I was reaching out to the Lord. I just want you to draw your mind in.